Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masechus Gittin, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Bey. So, Hare Mutar Sekal Adam. If a man says, you're mutar to anyone when I give you this get, Ella La'aba Ulevich, except for my father or your father, Lachi Ulechich, my brother or your brother, La'evet Anachri, or to an Evet or to Anachri, meaning that what all these people have in common is that they're all people that she can't be married to anyway, meaning these are chiyuvei kares with this woman. Call me Shein Lalav Kiddushin, where he says, you know, you can marry whoever you want, except for, and whoever he lists is someone that she can't be married to anyway, where there's no tfisas kiddushin. So kasher, the get is going to be a valid get because it's a real krisos, because there's not really anything he's leaving out of the get. If he says to her, mutaris to call Adam Ella Almanil Kohen Gadol, he says you should be mutaris to everybody except for. I know that you're an almana, you're not going to be allowed to marry. You're an almana from previous marriage. You're not going to be able to marry a Kohen Gadol, which is Nisr Lav, or Grusha V'chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, and you're not going to be able to marry a Kohen, so I'm giving you this get that you should be able to marry anyone except for a Kohen, which she's not allowed to marry anyway, but it's not only Nisr Lav, or Mamzeres in Asin Yisrael. If she happens to be Mamzeres in Asin, he says that you can marry anyone except for a Yisrael, a regular Jew, who she's not allowed to marry anyway. Bas Yisrael, the Mamzer L'Nasin, or she's a Bas Yisrael, and he says you're not allowed to marry a Mamzer L'Nasin, or call me Shiesh L'Av Kiddush, anyone that there is tfisas kiddushin with, so then pasul. Then the get is not a valid get, because in order for the get to work, it has to be a full krisos. But if you're keeping her from being able to have a tfisas kiddushin with people who she otherwise would be able to have a tfisas kiddushin, even if it would be terrible and wrong, but it's people who she would otherwise be able to have a tfisas kiddushin with, then the get is going to be an invalid get. It is not considered a real absolute krisos. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So Gufa shall get, here's the basic text of the get. Hare mutaris l'kol adam. You are mutar to marry whoever you want. If you don't have that in the get is obviously no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'dein dahavi lichi minai, meaning this should be from me to you, sefer tiruchin v'gerish shibukin v'get peturin, a document of divorce that we're totally separated from each other. L'mahach l'isnas v'l'chol gvar d'titzbiyin, that you can now marry any man that you want to marry. You need all of that to be made very clear that that's what this get is accomplishing. Gufo shall get shichrur, and the basic text of a get shichrur is hareat paschor and hareat latzmech, that you are hereby free, and you are hereby or you are hereby latzmech, for yourself. If it doesn't have either one of those things in it, then it is not a valid get shichrur. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis we said if a man excludes any of the arayos from the get, where there's no tfisas kiddushin anyway, then the get is valid. But if he excludes an isr lav from the get, where there is tfisas kiddushin, then the get is going to be valid. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that the basic text of the get has to be hareat mutaris kol adam, and Rabbi Yehuda added it also has to say that this is a get that separates us entirely and allows you to marry other people. And a get shichur also has to say hareat paschorin or hareat la'atzmech. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Dalit.